From beginning to end, Michelangelo's work on the Julius II tomb project spanned 40 years of his life. It was an endeavor his biographer called the Tragedy of the Tomb. Here we see an early drawing for the tomb, featuring precise architectural niches, sculptures, and elaborate scenes carved in relief. Carmen Bambach.
This was a demonstration drawing, or what we call a modello, intended to be shown to the patron. So this explains the clarity of the drawing.
This drawing is thought to be Michelangelo's first version of the tomb and marks some daring departures from tradition. One is visible at the center, within a tall arched niche, where we see the figure of Pope Julius II. He's being raised by two angels toward the Virgin and Child at the top.
To show the Pope feet first like that, being raised to heaven, is a fairly undignified way to portray a pontiff. We would be essentially looking underneath the skirt of his habit. And so we begin also to see why this particular idea did not fly with the patron in the end.
Michelangelo did incorporate numerous details designed to please his patron, Julius II, who was born into the Della Rovere family. Consider the word Rovere means oak in Italian. In the middle register, two end figures sit on thrones capped with finials or tops shaped like acorns. And in the bottom center of the drawing, there's a square relief. Inside is another allusion to the family name, with a biblical twist.
Michelangelo has sketched very quickly a scene of manna that falls from heaven, and notice, amazing detail, the tree is a rovere tree, and in fact, it's exactly in the design that appears in the Pope's insignia.